Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with Martin Kilcoin. We are here till 12 o'clock. We're broadcasting live from the arbors of Frontenac, a place that Hale Irwin lived for much of his adult life. Hale Irwin is one of the greatest golfers of all time, one of the few to win three U.S. Open championships. He is the oldest to win one at the age of 45, and quite frankly, he is the greatest PGA Tour champions golfer ever. 45 career victories, and he joins us now. Hale, great to be with you. How are you, sir? There we go. Hale, are you there?
Hopefully he heard what you had to say.
Yes.
That was Strickland-esque on the Friday show when he tells all of us to hurry up so we can get to his show. And then he gives a long lead and said, enjoy now by the one and only. And then you get the dial tone. And that's what Strick gets because he always hurried us along. Come on, hurry up. I got my show.
By the way, Martin, I cannot confirm this, but certain popular blues players have looked at the beautiful place here at Arbors of Frontenac. Yes. So, all right, let's get back to him. One of the greatest golfers of all time, a man who actually lived most of his adult life right across the street from where we are here at the Arbors of Frontenac, Hale Irwin. Hale, honored to have you on the program. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Boy, your Chuck Berry got me going. I couldn't hear a thing other than I got to dance around with Chuck.
Well, first of all, congratulations. You have received from the PGA Tour the Payne Stewart Award for all of your charitable work and all the great character you've displayed. What does this award mean to you?
Well, it's really quite an honor. And as I try to indicate to people that I just feel a little bit of a representative for all those good folks, particularly there in St. Louis, that have been so instrumental in providing funds, badly needed funds, to help kids, particularly Children's Hospital. So it's really quite an honor. I feel blessed to have been around so many good people through the years and been able to do some good work for a lot of needy people.
And it seems when people win this award, it also causes them to reflect a little bit about Payne, a guy who's from Missouri like yourself. What were your interactions with Payne Stewart, and what made him, even to this day, still such a popular figure?
Well, Payne really came, I think, full circle out of Springfield. Really started as a raw talent and a little bit of an unknown in his early years. But I think his character and his integrity and his personality came out with the plus fours and, you know, winning the tournaments that he won, particularly in the fashion that he did it. He married his wife, Tracy, who I think really had a great positive effect on Payne and redirected a lot of his energy towards not only his golf but his family and what he could do outside the game. So I think many of us looked at Payne not only as a fellow professional and a great player, but also as a friend and somebody that went beyond what he had to do to help others.
Hale, I know I've asked you this on the television side a few times, but what was it about you that you were always at your best at the most important time?
Well, you have to embrace that situation. And the one thing I learned when I started was that, well, I always had that I'm never going to give in attitude, but I think I had to learn how to play. I had to learn what was me. I had to learn things that maybe others took for granted or they already knew. And I knew that because of my athletic background, I was going to be one up on them starting out, whether it be physically. But when the courses were tough or the going got tough, that's when I felt like it was more in my part of the game that I could excel. So it's really a matter of learning how to play under those conditions. And I embraced it. I enjoyed that. That was what I was there to do. And that was fun. That was the positive part of playing the game of golf at the professional level, is getting in the hunt and being excited, being anxious, and trying to pull it off.
And for the people who don't know it, Hale was an all Big Eight defensive back at Colorado before he became a champion golfer. And I guess there were times where you thought to yourself, hey, I'm the best athlete in this field, correct?
Well, you have to think that, I think, at all times. You have to think that you're the best. You don't necessarily have to walk the swagger, and you don't have to talk the smack, but you have to perform. And if you're not confident in what you can do, then you'll never be able to do it. So I just felt like I learned a lot from my other sports, particularly the football, at my size and my lack of speed. I had to do something better, and it was to out-try the next guy. And that really helped me out when it came to those difficult courses like we talked earlier.
The golfing legend Hale Irwin with us here, 590 The Fan, Martin and Frank. Hale receiving the Paint Stewart Award, prestigious award, for his work away from the game of golf. You're one of those small few, the handful, that have won on six different continents. So you've traveled the world playing the game of golf. I wonder if people in the U.S. realize how big this game is as you go around the globe, really. Give us a sense, whether it's Europe or other parts, maybe even in Asia, how big the game of golf is and how they follow stars that we consider, you know, to be popular over here. But really, you go anywhere in the world, and the golfing names, they may not know a single baseball player or a football player, but they know the golfing greats.
They do. They follow the golf quite closely. And, of course, in many parts of the world, soccer is big. But in golf, at least when I was playing, you could take the name Arnie. Everybody in the world, just about everywhere you went, knew who Arnold was. Jack, they knew who Jack was. They knew Lee. They knew Gary. They knew those names that really shaped modern-day golf. And whereas they might not have had the facilities to really go play, let's say, Japan, which is very much of a golfing mecca now, as is South Korea. We're seeing more in the Philippines and in Asia. Africa has turned out some really good players. We're seeing more in the continent of Europe. It's kind of gone from being an elitist sport to now there's more golf courses. There's more people playing it. So it is now circling the globe. And all you have to do is look at the PGA Tour qualifiers. I shouldn't say qualifiers, but the money leaders, and see all the flags that are flying from the international countries. It is really a global express as far as I'm concerned when it comes to golf. It's got to hit a steam going, and I think it's very, very good for the game.
We're talking with Hale Irwin, who has 83 professional wins and 20 wins on the PGA Tour. I don't know the answer to this question, but I'm wondering, as you watch the tour now, if you do have a free Saturday or Sunday, I'm wondering if you can relate a little bit to Brooks Koepka, in that you're both really athletic and both find a way to be at your best at the majors. Is he the guy you enjoy watching the most, or tell me who really jumps out at you?
Oh, boy. Well, Brooks obviously is, he knows when to dial it in. He reminds me not so much of his body build or how he plays, but his results with Nicklaus. Jack always pointed towards the majors, and we look at his record, and it's but he's the best that's ever played the game when it comes to that. And Brooks is sort of on that same note. He has a different approach to it than Jack did, but at the same time, his results are outstanding. And you almost have to look at Brooks as the best major championship player now, aside from perhaps Tiger Woods in his day. But at the very least, Brooks is one of those guys that you have to include in your potential winners every week just because he's that good. But all you have to do is, we talked about international players, look at the Open. What happened with Shane Lowry? Shane just put the hammer down on everybody on a difficult course under difficult conditions. They're coming from everywhere. We can't assume in this country that we have a corner of the market, because we don't. I think the European Ryder Cup team is going to be extremely strong. We're seeing really good players come out of the other parts of the country now. And Brooks is one of our best. We have other players step up as well.
Last summer, Hale, PGA Championship here, Brooks Koepka a winner, Tiger Woods reemergence, fans were going crazy. How much did you take that in, and any level of pride for our city to kind of show out like that? Even the day after, we're getting tweets from Tiger Woods saying, St. Louis, I'll never forget the weekend. How much did you consume of last year's PGA?
Oh, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. I was so proud of the St. Louis community, and Belle Reve in particular, the way they hosted that championship and the way it was played. It was exciting right down to the end. They don't come much better than what we had last year at the PGA Championship at Belle Reve. It was fantastic, and I was very proud to be there, although I wasn't out there walking around. I don't know how anybody could walk around. It was unbelievable crowds, and I think that's a testament to how accepted the PGA Championship was, and golf in St. Louis is very healthy.
How often are you playing now, Hale?
Well, I haven't played much. I've only played three events this year. I've had a little bit of a left foot issue that's kind of kept me from swinging the club the way I want to. I've tried to give it a rest and stay off it, at least as far as swinging the club goes. We'll kind of see what the fall brings. My age now and where I've been and having played over 50 years, it's maybe time to take stock of where I am, where I want to go, what's more important to me now. The priorities have changed, so we'll kind of take a long look at it and see how much golf I really get into over the next several years.
I think part of the golf appeal, you win at age 45, the U.S. Open. You don't see a baseball pitcher winning 20 games at 45. There's not a rushing title for a running back at 45. Do you think that's part of the appeal? People at home watching saying, you know, hey, I can still go out and play, and you can be great at 45, or Jack Nicklaus at 46. Do you think that's part of the appeal?
Absolutely. I have no doubt that what we find, at least around some of our events, how many retired athletes from other sports come to play golf because they still have that competitive spirit. They may not have jumped like they once could. They don't run like they once could. Maybe the injuries have taken their toll, but they can all play golf, and that's an outlet for them. There are many of those guys, and women too. They come out and play the game of golf because it may be the ultimate challenge because it's just you. There's no teammate to pick you up. You have to go out and perform on your own, and that's where you get down to the core of so many of these successful athletes. They played from their heart, and you have to do that with golf. There's no one there to really help you do that.
Frank Cusumano and Martin Kilcoyne with the great Hale Irwin. A two-part question. First of all, Tiger and his future, and then answer this one with no hedging, Hale. At their best, who do you take, Jack Nicklaus or Tiger Woods?
Jack. Is that quick
Why?
Enough?
Yeah, that was quick. Why Jack, by the way?
Well, I guess I've spent a lot of time with Jack and know him. He's a close friend. I don't know Tiger that well. I've been around him, but not enough to really know Tiger the way I know Jack. But Jack had let's just call it his on-course, off-course demeanor was very much the same. He was a champion. If you can just see what he's done now with the Jack Nicklaus Foundation and the Children's Hospital work he's done is just absolutely fantastic. But even before that, he was fantastic on the golf course. So he's kind of straddled both his playing career and his out-of-playing career successfully. And I think his focus was very, very good. I tried to hang around him in my early years just to see what he did that perhaps I wasn't doing. And that's the one thing I picked up on was how focused he was. And we can see that in Tiger as well. And I'm not taking anything away from Tiger one bit because he's a fantastic athlete. But maybe it's my familiarity with Jack that makes me say that. But he's still at the top of the list, and he played successfully for a long time. And I just hedge in that direction.
Do you think Tiger will win again? And what about his future now?
Well, I think we're seeing a little bit of a cracks in the armor just from age and the surgery, and it happens to all of us. There's a point in time where you just can't go at it the way you used to because his swing was, I won't say violent, it was very strong. He put a lot of stress on his body, and it's shown up, I think, over the last several years. But he's still very capable. I think he's learned to play a different game now. It may not be the game he wants to play, but he's adaptable, and he's made those adaptations work very, very successfully. He's more experienced. He knows. He's kind of seen both sides of the coin now. So, do I think he'll win again? Absolutely. He's got the capability of doing that, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if he did. But at the same time, it depends on what he wants. Is he financially motivated? Well, that's not my decision. Is he motivated to perform the way he once did? Well, that's, like I say, it all comes back to what he wants. We can only surmise, but I think he's certainly capable.
Hale, honored to have you on the program. Congratulations on the Payne Stewart Award. We really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
It's fun talking to you guys. Thank you.
All right, Hale Irwin joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box.
And the power of golf, and I've touched on it with him, but overseas, it's huge. I haven't traveled much, but a couple of times I've been overseas. You grab a sports section, golf is always near the top of the page. I noticed that Sam Farmer, the LA Times, was in Ireland covering the PGA Championship. I'm like, what happened to the media budget?
The British Open, you mean?
The Open. In 2019, media budgets, nobody's got any money. I'm like, the LA Times still decided it was a priority to have Sam Farmer in Ireland for the PGA Championship. But globally, he's right. People would just say Arnie or Jack. They don't know who our baseball stars are for the most part.
No.
I guess NBA is getting closer to that global impact. But football stars, if you go to Asia, they don't really know who Tom Brady is, but I guarantee they know who Tiger Woods. They might even know who Brooks Koepka is because golf worldwide is just massive.
All right, let's take a short time out. We're going to tell you about this great place, Arbors of Frontenac, when we come back. Reggie Sanders still to join us. So is Dan Buck. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan.